For a fortunate few outstanding players, football can provide an opportunity to attend college, an opportunity that would otherwise not be available. Nowhere is that opportunity more significant than in Belgrade, Florida, a community in the Everglades that has also sent a disproportionate number of men to the NFL. In Muck City, subtitled Winning and Losing in Football's Forgotten Town, Brian Mueller tells the story of football in Belgrade, and he joins me from KUT in Austin. Brian, welcome to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me.
All right, set the scene for us. Tell us a little bit about Belgrade, Florida, and why it's called Muck City.
Yeah, well, Belgrade is a small farming town located, as you said, in the far reaches of northern Everglades, and the ground underneath it is this black, silty soil. The region was once known as the winter vegetable capital of the world, full of migrants coming and going. But starting in the 60s, the sugar industry began buying up all that vegetable land and eliminating many of the jobs, and unemployment is now at about 25% to 40% in Belgrade. There are still people living in the town's migrant ghettos, which in the 80s had the highest rate of AIDS in the world, catching rainwater to survive. And of course, because of all this, football became the only way for a young man to escape and find success, and many have done so.
Jesse Hester, the former NFL player who returns to Belgrade to coach the football team at the high school in 2010, estimates at one point that, quote, of the 54 players on his roster, only about six have fathers living at home. I guess this might help explain why a number of those players regard Hester as not only a coach, but as a father figure.
Yeah, that's correct. Hester was, and his assistant coaches, filled a lot of roles that were empty. They paid the light bills. They bought groceries for families. And when Hester came in, he realized that coaching was really not about football anymore in the Glades.
The most gifted and promising player you met was a wide receiver named Kelvin Benjamin. KB is his nickname. Mm-hmm. He had failed in school often enough so that he missed the last part of his senior year because he'd gotten too old to play high school football under the state's rules. Was he able to take advantage of his extraordinary talent?
Yeah, he had been put back one season, but also KB had been arrested when he was 14 years old, and he spent about a year and a half in the juvenile facility. He was a 6'6" receiver, and so when he got out, he was what the recruiters called, the beautiful freak. He ends up getting recruited, to Florida State, and he's, making headlines right now. He's one of their up-and-coming receivers, thankfully.
Another of the players you followed, a quarterback, Jamarius Mario Rowley, kept playing despite multiple concussions that you say left him with, quote, blinding headaches. He was seeing double, weaving across the field like the town drunk, you write. Was anybody, including Mario himself, paying any attention to his health or how those injuries might affect his future?
Yeah, of course, the coaches told him to go get checked out. In one case, he didn't go get checked out, told everybody that he did. Mario just had this drive to win. Mario, both of his parents died when he was 8 years old. One of his father's dreams was to have a son who won a championship for the Raiders. And so Mario was playing for something much bigger. And when he got the second concussion, that was pretty serious. He said, I'm fine. The symptoms kind of haunted him for several weeks later afterwards and even into the postseason.
Perhaps the most compelling story in Muck City does not involve a football player. Tell us a little bit about the unlikely success of Jonteria Williams.
Yeah, when I first got to Glade Central High School, I went to the principal and I asked, we're right about football, but what about the other 96% of the students? I want to follow a student who's not, under the spotlight of football. And so they gave me the smartest kid in the school. And this was a girl who was the head cheerleader, in fact. Her name was Jonteria Williams. Her father had been sent to prison when she was a young girl. And watching her mom work two jobs had decided that she would become a doctor.
By most measures, Jesse Hester was exceptionally successful as the head coach at Belgrade, but to say his achievement went unappreciated would be something of an understatement, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. Winning in that town with all of its problems, with all the trouble on its mind, is everything. And it's sort of a catharsis. He took the team to two state championships and didn't win, and it wasn't enough for the town.
Producing football players has been the pride of Belgrade for years, and the town certainly has some success stories to celebrate. But among those players, there have also been suicides, dropouts, and deadbeat dads. Do you regard the story of Muck City as ultimately uplifting?
I do, because there's nothing else really in that town that is sending these kids to school and sending these kids to learn and kind of see the land outside of Belgrade. You have people like John Tyria Williams, but they're a very small percentage. And so if it hadn't been for football, who knows where these kids would be.
Brian Mueller is the author of Muck City, Winning and Losing in Football's Forgotten Town. The book is published by Crown, and the author joined me from KUT in Austin. Brian, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.